Same to you. I feel good. I mean, he was out there today, and you know, he's moving around pretty well. And you know, I think every day with him, because of the nature of you know, some of the injuries he's had, it's day to day. But I feel good about where he's at right now. He's practiced hard, and he looks pretty good out there.
How about the progress of Alfred Blue in general, coach? Because he looked good in Cleveland and guarded the top against.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's you know, I wouldn't say that's all Alfred's fault. You know, that was. In the Cincinnati game, it was a combination of maybe he missed a few cuts and maybe we didn't block it great, but different defense, you know. But he's made a lot of progress. He's a good running back, and especially in his rookie year, he's done so much for our team, special teams wise, offensively. He's got a really good future. I don't know. I mean, yeah, Dr. Clowney, I'll reconvene with him and see how he's doing.
How did he play? He played 60 plays, most he played. How do you think he played that game? Did he show you improvement?
Yeah, he's improved. No question about it, John. He's definitely improved, and he'll keep getting better and better the more experience that he gets. It's been good. Fitzy's had a good week of practice. A lot of good energy out there this morning. He's thrown the ball really well in practice, and you know, like I always say, that you know that needs to carry over to the game. But been really impressed with how Ryan has practiced this week.
Why is it that you guys give up a lot of yards between the 20s?
Well, I think that's, you know, you can say that really about a lot of teams. You know, I think that what happens in the red area is the windows are a little bit tighter. They open up, they close faster. You know, they open up quick, they close faster. I think that, you know, we've got a good red area package. You know, like you said, at times we've given up yardage in between the 20s, but I think that these guys really do a good job of bowing up in the red area and understanding that, you know, if we hold them to a field goal here, that's a whole lot better than a touchdown.
Do you see Romeo, like, being any more, let's say, aggressive inside the red zone?
I don't think so. I think he's the same – mentality that he has out in the field. I think we do a good job of mixing it up, pressure with coverage and spinning the dial. So I think that he keeps the same mentality with a different package down there, but it's the same mentality, aggressive, blitz, show blitz, drop into coverage, some blitz, some coverage. I mean, I think he does a good job of mixing it up. I think it's gotten better since the beginning of the year. I think the guys, you know, in our system, we go from sometimes a two-gap system, John, to a one-gap system. And the guys, it takes a while to learn that, to learn how that works, because it changes your fit. It changes your technique, all those things. And I believe overall, have we given up some runs? Yeah. Have we given up some yardage? Yeah. But at the end of the day, I believe our run defense has improved. And I think having Brian Cushing back there has helped that. I thought he played well against the run on Sunday.
I don't
want
to ask you,
yeah. Yeah, he looked good today. You know, he's out there, practiced well, and he looked good.
You expect him to go on Sunday?
I do.
What about Jadeveon?
I would say, you know, that would be something we'd have to probably determine before the game. Well, I think that he has to come out there and really have good command of the offense, and he's done that the past couple of days. He's improved a lot. You know, I really like the way – I'll tell you what, I think this week has been his best week of throwing the football. He's really thrown the football well this week. And I think overall, has he missed a couple things in practice? Yeah, I think that's normal for a rookie, but he definitely has a better grasp of our offense. So, you know, he's looking pretty good this week. Yeah, I probably will, John. I think it's tough, though. I would say I'd be leaning towards Savage there to be the number two guy in this game. I think that it's very difficult to ask Thaddeus to come in here and pick up on this offense in 3 days and be the number two guy on Sunday. You know, I think he's come in here and done a nice job of working extra hard to try to learn it. But, I mean, you know, it's the 12th game of the season. You know, that's a difficult chore in 1 week. So I would be leaning towards Savage being number two right now.